pluchis, when they put it into the jars, then moilim behem. That's when you have yisamino. That's when you make this water kaddish. Mechlalas maso the ratio. We only put the water in the golden pitchers. Filu b'sholosh lugim amiloi. Even though you have gimel lugim there, there's no yisamino. It's not hegdish yet, that water. Afrati, he used to leave the water overnight. They didn't want to make kaddish, so it shouldn't have a psalmina. If it would have had a kedusha on it, it would have had a psalmina overnight. So chur, they weren't makdish it. So what does it say here? That with the gimel lugim you are all the yisimila. So Mezuz read like this, Ela rather yitma seifa, it was going on the seifa. That's what Shlokesh meant to say. That Merlin Ben, it says, once you put the water into the sluchis, then the makdish it, then there's nisimila. So on this, Amar Shlokesh says, Ein Merlin Ela begimelugin. The yisimila only applies to gimelugin, not more. If you have a number now, as much water as you put into the sluchas, even if you put in more than you need, still, you're over in Isimila. So, Moslem, what do you want to tell me? That the Ksavar Shlokas holds, there is a shear to how much water you need for Nisach HaMayim. And therefore, only Gimeluk can have Nisimila, not more. But the Moravat Nam, not like this. Omer Reb Lezer, says, HaManasach Mechag Bechag Bachutz. Some of them takes the water that they're makdish for Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot. They take and they pour it outside the base of Mikdash Chayit, there's Nisach Shut Echutz. Just like we have Nisach Shut Echutz, when anything is supposed to be Lepnim on the Mizbeach, if you take and do it outside Yechayif, see also this water was Sukkotish for the Nisach HaMayim, to put it on the Mizbeach, whoever pours it outside is Chayif. The Yom Rabbi Yechon Yerachon says on this, Yom Rabbi Yechon Mishum Menachem Yitzfoyi, that Rabbi Lezer B'shittash Rabbi Kiva, I'm going to Shittash Rabbi Kiva, the Dorish Yidashins Niskeyim, when the Apostle says Niskeyim, he dashins Echod Nisach HaMayim V'yechon Nisach HaYayim, the East applies to both, to water and to Yayin, and both of them have the mitzvah, but this not the mitzvah, the mitzvah Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin. Yayin is by Nisachim by a lot of Kabonis. The Chiddush is Nisposik Niskeim does not only mean wine, but it also means the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim that you have in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot. So the kids, you see it's Midiraisa. So that's the sheet to say it's Midiraisa. Now, the Yom HaShlok, which like I said, Ima Yayin Chaz, if you learn now from that Posik Niskeim, why don't I say, just like the Yayin is only Gimulugin, that's how much wine you need, Af Mayim Chalash Lugin. That's the Roshlok is just from Yechonon. But Nechlal, the Sever HaShlok is Shein Chilamayim. Not according to his own tam, you don't have any shear. It's only asking back to you, Rabbi Yechonon, there should be a shear. But Master Shlokesh himself, oh, there's no shear how much water he could use for Nisach HaMayim. As much as you want to use, could be good. So how could he say you only over this Amila? Only Gimel Lugin's worth of water, because that's all you need. No, according to Shlokesh, there's no shear as much as you want you could use. So Mar says no. Really, Shlokesh himself holds there is a shear that you only need Gimel Lugin and not more. But over here, I'll tell you, L'taime de Menachem Yitfoy Kama. Here, Rosh Lakish is only asking back to B'yechon, like, according to your Tam, why do you say there's no Shear? According to your Tam, Nisach HaMayim is Midiraisa. And how do we know it's Midiraisa in this Pesach in this Kayim? Echad Nisach Yayim Besanich HaMayim. Yourself, the Issa, if you have both mitzvahs, you should learn out one from the other. So just like the Yayin is only Gimelugim, who are din Mayim also shoni be Gimelugim. That's what Rosh Lakish has back to B'yechonon. But Enoch Mami, Rosh Lakish himself also was about that there is a shear. And how much water do you need for Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot? Only Gimelugim each time. Therefore, that's what Rosh Lakish says, Ein Merlin Mekulim, Ela Merlin Gimelugim. In the case where after you fetch the water and put it into the golden pitcher. Now they put it into the sluchas, the regular pitchers. So there it has Kedusha. So even though you fill it up and you have more than Gimelugim, that Rosh Lakish says, no, the Yistimila is only on Gimelugim's work, not more. Like we said from the Karanar, the Pshat is, if you net up an old thing, how much money, how much worth do you have to pay back to Egdish? Only the worth of Gimelugim and not more. Now the Mishnah says, Hakan Shebrosha Ilan, if you have a nest, a bird nest on top of a tree, Shel Hegdish, and the tree belongs to Hegdish. So then is Lenenim, and the Rabboni can have a Nom of Leimel, and there's no Yisimila on the nest, on the birds in the nest. Shabbat, so let's say you have an Asher tree, an Avoy Dezorah tree. Then also Mashma, the Khan, is still Mutabano. But you can't climb up the tree, because the tree itself is also Bano. So here there is Yates Hakona, knock off the nest, off the tree, and then you could use it. Now, Hamakdish Estacher, somebody's Makdish a field, that you made Harisha, or else, like Yatayi says, it means a yar, for your Makdish a forest. So Marv Makul is Nisa Mila and everything. Rashi says it means Nisa Mila on the trees, on the branches, and on the leaves. On all of them, all these trees have a Nisa Mila. It's called a Makdish Shefarish. Somebody's Makdish Shefarish. So Marv Makul is Nisa Mila on all of it. Alright, we'll stop here.